אנחנו קוראים מספר תלמוד 10.
We are reading from the study of the 10 Sefirot, volume 2, part 6, page 460 in Hebrew, the 10 Sefirot of Olam HaNikudim, cause and consequence, item 33. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson.
Here he explains to us the matter of the world of Nikudim itself. So, what are the actions?
Item 33. Well, the eighth is the place that became the three separated Olamot Bi'ah and the Kav, line of En Sof, that stopped at Bina Denehi De'ak. It too extends from the ascent of the Lower Hay in Ikve Enayim. Because Bina, Zer Anpin, and Malchut Denehi came out below the point of the Tzimtzum, restriction, which has now risen above Bina Denehi. This Bina became Olam Bria, Zer Anpin, Olam Yetzira, and Malchut, Olam Asiya.
So far clear, right? That's the division we're familiar with, yes?
The ninth is the division of the second Rosh into Lower He in the Enaim and Yud Kevav in Achap. It extends from the division of Partzuf Sag on Teamim and Nekudot, called Ab and Sag. Hence, the Masach that rose from there to Rosh the Sag elicited two Bechinot Rosh there. One, from Bechinat Ta'amim and Ab, from which Partzuf Elyon, the upper Partzuf, the Ma and Bon, extends, beginning from Pedesag, ending above the Tabu. And the second Rosh, from the Bechinat Nekudot and Sag the Sag, from which the lower Partzuf, the Ma and Bon, extends, beginning from Tabu the Ag downward, which are the 10 Sefirot the Nikudim. The first Rosh is from Bechinat Lor Hei in the Enaim, whose branches are Searot of Rosh. And the second Rosh is from Bechinat Yud Kevav in Achap, whose branches are Searot Dikna. It explains there that although the second Rosh is Achap of the first Rosh, still, it is a complete Rosh in and of itself. The reason is that the Masach descended to its Bechinat Nikve Enayim and made the Zivug with the Orelion, upper light, on the Avyut, the Bechinot Nekudot in it, generating 10 Sefirot from below upward.
That's Zivug Daka on Avyut Aleph.
It is so because in every place where the Tzura of Avyut, the form of Avyut, was renewed in the Masach, a new Zivug was made. Hence, there are three Bechinot discerned in Rosh Abet.
Again, from the renewal of the Avyut.
First, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut that came out of the first Rosh. The second is Bechinat Complete Rosh, meaning that a new Zivug was made on the Bechinat Nekudot in it, mixed with the Lor Hei. The third is, it is necessarily divided into Galgalta Enayim and Achap, since the new Zivug made in it was only in the Nikve Enayim, meaning Bechina Aleph. It is also regarded that its Lor Hei is in the Enaim, and Yud Kevav in Achap, and Achap came out of Rosh. It is known that the Masach displays all the Zivugim it consists of in the Rosh of the upper one, after it comes down to its place in the Guf, the Elyon, of the upper one. Hence, these two Roshim appear below as well. The first Rosh, from Tabur upwards, called Yesut, considered Teamim and Ab. The second Rosh, from Tabur down. They contain the same three above Bechinot, which are complete Rosh in and of themselves, Also, the Achav from the Bechinat first Rosh and the Bechinat of division of the Lower He in the Enaim and Yud Kei Vav in Achav, where this Achav depart from this second Rosh.
Questions, even though we ran through it a couple of times already.
It says here that wherever the form of Aviut in the Masach was renewed, the new Zivug, the Aka was made.
Of course, how else? If there's a new desire, then he has to realize it. Forget about what's written here in general. In every place where there is desire, both in spirituality and in corporeality, in spirituality in order to bestow, in corporeality in order to receive, there is a renewal of the work, that one in whom a desire is renewed is pushed to make an action. His desire necessitates him.
So how does it come to a new form of Aviyut? How come the Aviyut is being renewed?
That's a different thing. The Aviyut is renewed by the light.
Is there despair here?
Despair?
How do I come to such Aviyut? Can you explain?
No, here we're not talking about you. This isn't about you. This is about forces of nature that develop through an evolutionary process from above downward, a spiritual evolution. And you're not part of the deal here. You're not taken into account yet.
Well, I'm asking because he said that the Masach rose there to Rosh the Sag, and it elicited two Masachim, and the upper Patsuf extended from there. So what are these Tamim? He says Tamim, and then the upper Patsuf extends from it. We need to feel Tamim flavors. We need to taste them.
No, mister. No. This is not... There's no human beings yet. There's no one yet here.
So what are these Tamim flavors?
There's not even a place yet. Only now begins to be a place for the world of Atzilut and the worlds of Bia, of Puda, of separation. But there's not yet a system of Adam.
What kind of a system is it? What is that system? What is it talking about here? A system of what?
The system of the worlds. The system of connection. The system of the order and forces that gradually form bit by bit by bit. Like you learn about our universe, how it takes billions of years to form in order to finally establish life on planet Earth. So before that, a system of forces is organized from above downwards through absolute laws. There's no free choice or anything. It's the force of bestowal and the force of reception, and how they begin to connect and build a system of relationship.
And suddenly there's the system of man here?
Not yet. Wait, this is still far.
Far from here?
Very far. From here to Adam is farther from Tzimtzum, from here to Tzimtzum and so forth.
So it was all planned for man?
Of course. Before man was created, the world was created. The world is the system of concealment over the light of Ein Sof, so that the Adam will be in the right atmosphere, so that the lights that come through the concealment in different ways, these lights will influence the person and begin to shake him, move him, direct him, and so forth. And this is how they'll be able to shape him until he himself comes to the degree of godliness, the degree of infinite light that comes before all the worlds. That's it. Why? 4. 34.
Adam 34. The 10th is the correction of the Pasa. It too extends from the division of Potsuf, the mind born, into two Potsufim on the Tabor, imprinted and generated by the force of Sag's division into Teamim and Nekudot. It is so because originally there are one potsuf, as the ta'amim and nekudot of sag extend from one rosh. The ta'amim are keter the guf sag, and the nekudot are the lower nine of that guf. Hence, the ma and bon too come from their masach. Although they have two roshim, they are also considered one guf. Thus, this division is similar to the parsa inside the intestines of a person, where this parsa divides a single guf body and makes it be like two separated bodies. On the one hand, the gvul, the border in the parsa, is similar to the border in the tziponaim of the raglaim of the patsuf, since it too stands and ends the upper patsuf of mind bone. It is related to patsuf ab the sag and tamim, and is considered ab avim adema and bone, where the tziponaim of the raglaim end on the parsa. On the other hand, it is in the middle of the patsuf, since on the part of the shoresh root, the ta'amim and nekudot are only one patsuf. Thus, the middle and the siyum are mixed in it together. Consequently, two corrections shine in it. One, the force of the connection of the two patsufim, it is helped by the primary zivug apsag, when Ab the Sag and Sag the Sag became one, and the Lor Hei descended from the Enaim under the Otiot Yud Kei Vav, and the Achap in all the degrees returned to their degree as in the beginning. The second correction is the concealment of the permanent Lor Hei in the first Rosh, so that it doesn't manifest its force when the Achap returns to the Rosh. In that regard, she distinguishes the first Rosh above her as a separate Patsuf, not connected whatsoever with the second Rosh.
Ma anachnu roim kan.
What are we seeing here? We have the Rosh Aleph, the first Rosh of this whole system called Ishsut, which stands above the Tabul. It exists in Katnut. It's the clean degree of Bina, and he guards it. He also can pass lights of Gadlut from above downwards, but it doesn't belong to him. And he maintains katnut, which is the main thing. Therefore, what he passes through is light of chassadim. If they ask light of chokhmah, he passes light of chokhmah. He himself is not harmed and no change happens in him. That's it. That's the matter of the lower hay that Yishsut maintains, that guards, that he doesn't give up on the second restriction. It's very important to him. And later when Malchut breaks Tanhi, then he makes sure that everyone returns to keep the second restriction. Now 35.
Adam 35, the 11th,
meaning the 11th action.
The 11th is the correction of Gadlut and Katnut. The 12th is the lowering of the Lor Hei below Yud Kei Vav, sufficient for the returning of Achap the Nikudim, Panim Bepanim, face to face. It extends by the Zivug, the Ap and Sag, by the force of the two corrections in the Parsa. The 13th is the permeation of the Lor Hei into the Otiot for the purpose of the creation of Zat the Nikudim, being the real Guf. It extends from the illumination of Yesod the Ak to Rosh the Nikudim of the Bechinat Shuruk, point of Shuruk, which is a Nekuda point inside the Hevav. This matter will be explained in completeness in the 7th part.
Yeah, in this he concludes this part, including the inner observation, and really all the rest is in the seventh chapter. Okay, if so, let's move a few pages forward and then go to the chapter 7. Please.
So we're in part 7. 10 sefirot of the 7 melachim that died. 1. Know that those melachim, their root is the name firstborn that emerged from the Ha'arat Enaim, illumination of Enaim of Ak, called Olam HaNikudim. Every Bechinat Malchut that exists in all the Olamot was made of this name born. This is so because there is Malchut in Arich, in Abba V'Ima, and in Zon. And they were all sorted by the name Ma that elicited from the Metzach of Ak, which is the Bechinat Zachar. You already know that there is not a sefirah that does not consist of 10 sefirot. Hence, each and every sefirah in all the olamot must have bechinat malchut made of the above melachim.
Right, so we have galgalta absag, upper ma, upper bon. We have below the expansion of nekudot of sag, the world of nekudim, and the shattering, the annulment, and then from the Metzach of Rosh of Sag comes the world of Atzilut and Bia, and then he says all those malachim, the root, where are they, what's the root of all those potsofim that came out afterwards? The first bon emerged from the Atenaim of Ak. Ak here refers to Sag, called the world of Nikudim, and every Bchina of Malchut that exists in all the worlds was made of this name Bon. Because there's Malchut in Arich, in Abveima, in Zon, and they were all clarified by the name Bon that came out of the Metzach of Sag. Ak means Sag, that's what he relates to here. What's Ak? Ak is a five parzufim. So he relates to Metzach of Sag. With regards to everything that's below the Tabu, what's above the Tabu is referred to as Ak. Sag is the representative of Ak. So from the Metzach of Yud Tishorosh Tzimtzum Bet, sacred instruction, it's called from the Metzach of Sag, which is the aspect of Zachar, male. You already know that there is not a Sefirah that does not consist of 10 Sefirot, hence in each and every Sefirah in all the worlds must have the Bchinat Malchut made of the above Melachim. Meaning, for certain, these Melachim that broke, and now from the remnants of them come the worlds of Abia, then surely in each of them there are parts of the broken Malchut. Item 1
or Pnimi, inner light. The shorish of these melachim, the root of these melachim, is the name firstborn. This means that in Olam HaTikun, the world of correction, there are bechinat name havaya filled with hain, which is born in gematria. Although they are bechinat havaya the sag in their origin, meaning nekudot the sag, it is as the Ari writes in the Tree of Life, that in the future, when all these melachim will be completely corrected, the name Sag shall be as before, and the name Ma shall be cancelled. This is the meaning of the return of the world to Tohu Vevohu. At that time, there will be only two Orot, Ab and Sag. However, in Olam HaTikun, the Nekodot the Sag descended and became the name born there, meaning a nukva of the name Ma and subordinate to him. Everything she has, she receives from the Zachar, male, which is Havaya de Ma. This is why we always name Zat the Nikudim Bon, though they are Nikudot the Sag. In fact, the Parzuf that emerged by the Zivug in Masach de Bechina Aleph, called Or Enayim, which is Havaya Dema, means 10 Sefirot at the level of Zer Anpin. However, it is called Havaya de Sag for two reasons. One, because there is Or Zachar, male light there, which came out on Bechina Bet de Hitlapshut, called Yesut. And Komat Yesut is called Havaya de Sag. The second reason is that the Kelim de Nikudim, which are Bechinat Nikudot de Sag de Ak, meaning the lower nine de Sag, that descended below Tabu de Ak. The Or departed from them, and these Kelim moved to the 10 Sefirot of Olam HaNikudim. For this reason, they are called Nekudot de Sag. Bechinat Malchut that exists in all the Olamot was made of this name born. Through the ascent of the Lor Hei, namely Malchut, to the place of the Enayim, which is Chochma, Malchut mixed and connected to each and every Sefira of the 10 Sefirot. From then onward, this Malchut is connected with the first Hei, incorporated in each Sefira and each Partsuf.
We'll continue tomorrow. Elan, what did you want?
We ended the previous part, and again we didn't explain what is the origin of the first Rosh of Yesut and what is the connection of Der Achab to the second Rosh. This is something that is left open for a long time. We never talked about it.
No, we haven't. I agree with you. Right. Because the truth is, we have to go to the questions and answers, and there he explains it. Even from the chapter itself, it's not so clear. Just imagine that you have a zivug, not in Malchut, in order to give birth to the Partsuf, La Galgalta gives birth to Ab. This is Tensfilot and that's Tensfilot. Rather, the upper one divides to two. When that happens, you already have an attitude to the lower one, who divides it through the example of the upper one. And then you have your suit, which is Zat of Bina, which is Bet of Itlapshut, and you have Aleph of Aviyut, which is below the Tabur. The expansion of the Partsuf. And therefore, you have a Rosh that belongs to a part that is below the Parsa. There's a part of the Masach that is in the middle of the Rosh of Sag. And therefore, all the Partsufim divide to Gadlut and Katnut and Galgal Tanaim and Achab, Yeshsut, and what's below it, Zon. All of it as a division from the second restriction. And from the Rosh of Sag that divided like that and manages the lower ones like that. That's how it descends and acts in the lower one. Everywhere. In the world of Atzilut, clearly, You always have Sarot Resha, Sarot Dikna. Tzimtzum Bet always divides the Partsuf to two. We'll discuss it, we'll learn. Ask and we'll clarify it. In the meantime,
let's sing a song together.
את השאלה של מה הטעם בחיים רק אם נתאחד נצא מהסדרה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע רק רכים נתאחר נצא מהסתרה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע תן לנו את הכוח ורצון להתחבר על הכל ביחד נתגבר נטפס על הסולם אנחנו לא נוותר תן הנשמה להתעורר ננסה לבד אף פעם לא נמצא מהי השיטה לפוצץ את המחיצה נקבל ערבות נחזק את הקבוצה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע נקבל ערבות נחזק את הקבוצה עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה וגם נשמע תן לנו את הכל